Your Wedding Your Way, number 5. Welcome back to Wedding Land. You're listening to Your Wedding Your Way, and I'm so glad to have you. I'm your host, Leanne Webb. For all of those who are returning for the 5th week, thank you for coming back. You don't know how much I appreciate the fact that you're here and listening and helping this podcast to take place. And for those of you who are new, I hope that I can help answer any questions you might have as you're trying to plan your wedding. If you have any questions, please give me a call. My number is 206-339-9339. And if you want to email me, you just send it to leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. Leanne is spelled L-E-E-A-N-N. Now, I wanted to remind you guys to go on over to destinationflavor.com and check out the Splenda flavor blends for coffee. You will be really surprised about how excellent this flavor blend is. I've been so thrilled with all the different ways that I've been able to use it. It's not just for coffee. I use it in my iced tea and several other things. As I told you last week, I was going to be trying it in cookies this past week. We were baking cookies for my brother-in-law. He's the host of A Wing and a Prayer. He is stationed over at Djibouti, Africa right now. He is a chaplain to the men and women who are serving our country overseas. And he's doing a really great job, so we got together, his daughters and his wife and I this week, and my kids, and we've baked, I think, about 25 to 30 dozen cookies and sent them on over to Djibouti. My kids and my husband and everybody else around thought that the Splenda did a great job of sweetening the cookies, and they didn't see any difference in the flavor. There was a little bit of difference in the texture to my normal cookies. These were a little lighter and poofier too, so if you like puffier little cookies, then this might be your answer to getting that problem solved. So go on over to destinationflavor.com, and if you really like the flavor blends, then give me a call. This is a special number just for the Splenda flavor blends. It's 206-600-4550. So call me and tell me what you think. Now, on to our show. Our show this week is called Quick and Lovely. Quick and Lovely because I'm going to discuss with you how to plan a wedding in 3 weeks. And some people may think that that is just impossible, but it's not. I'm living proof that it can happen. My husband, Steve, the wonderful host of the LifeSpring podcast and all the LifeSpring podcast network, my husband of almost 18 years, because we're going to celebrate our 18th anniversary in December on New Year's Eve. I dated him for 4 years prior to that, so we've been together for a long time now. So here's our story. We had dated for 4 years, and he finally decided that he was going to get up the nerve to ask the question. So on December 5th, he got down on his knee in my apartment and asked for my hand in marriage. From there, we went over to my folks' house, and he asked my dad if he could have my hand in marriage, and then the whirlwind began. He said to me, "Can we please make this happen fast? I don't want a long, drawn-out process," which was fine with me because I wanted to be married. I was almost 30 years old, and some of you may think, wow, she was old, but it was worth the wait. Believe me, it was worth the wait. And for those of you who are young and thinking you just need to get married, take your time, enjoy your life, get to know who you are, and get to know the person who you're going to be best friends with for the rest of your life. Anyway, so December the 5th, he proposed to me, and he said, "Let's make it quick," so we chose December 31st for our wedding date. Now, lots of people tease that he chose that date because it was under the tax bracket or under the tax wire, whatever you want to call it. But he chose it just because he wanted to have it done that year and be married to me as soon as possible, which was wonderful. But if I have one suggestion to all of you who might be planning a wedding soon, think carefully about your date. We weren't anticipating when we planned a New Year's wedding date the kind of difficulty that it would bring in years to come. To begin with, we thought, well, it will be easy to remember our anniversary because the whole world will be partying. Well, Yes, the whole world is partying, so yes, it's difficult to find a place to go and spend your anniversary together. The other thing is, when children come along and it's New Year's Eve and you're split and you're torn because you want to be with your husband and celebrating your anniversary, but you also want to spend New Year's Eve with the kids, you're kind of torn. Now, being that I have a wonderful husband and he's very understanding and he loves to be with the boys as much as I do, we chose to push our wedding anniversary celebration back to another night or another day when it's further away from the holidays so that we could really enjoy ourselves and just have a good time, just the two of us. Another thing to consider when you're looking at the date for your wedding, if you're going in a holiday time, as years come up and you're hitting like us, we have my son's birthday on Christmas Eve, then we have Christmas, then we have our anniversary on New Year's Eve, it becomes a little bit expensive. So you might want to really give some thought about the future years when you're planning your wedding on this day this year. Next, for the place. Since you're planning your wedding in a very short time, you really need to consider somewhere that's familiar, somewhere that you're sure you can get booked. For me, it was very easy because I had been a member of my church for 25 years. Well, I hadn't been a member for 25 years, but I had been attending there for 25 years. And so I was very familiar with the church and the pastor. He was like my second father. So it wasn't a problem to ask them to do our wedding for us that soon and that close. So you just want to keep those things into consideration when you're planning where you're going to go with your wedding. The next thing is the dress. I've had so many girls ask me, how did you get it all together? When they look at my wedding pictures and they see that I had the full traditional church wedding, the white dress, the tuxedos, I had 5 bridesmaids, I had 3 candlelighters, I had 3 junior bridesmaids, 3 junior groomsmen. So I had a large wedding. And that was by choice because my family meant the world to me and I had been very involved in each of my nieces and nephews' lives growing up, so I wanted to make sure that they each had a part in my wedding. So I had a lot of people to get in. So what I did was I went to several bridal shops around, but I chose to finally land at the largest bridal shop this side of the Mississippi, which we're in California, and I went into them and I asked, number one, to see display units that were on sale, dresses off the rack, and also their discontinued line. Most shops, especially if they're a larger shop, have a whole room of dresses that either were from the last season or they're just coming out of this season and they know they're going to be discontinued. So if that's the case, you can usually get them at a big discount and in many occasions you can get it up to half off. So even if you're not planning a quick wedding, that might be something you want to consider because you can still get a gorgeous wedding dress and usually they're in great shape still. So you don't have to worry about the ordering and all the extra expense that comes with that. Another thing you might want to consider for a dress if you're not going for a really large event, or even if you are a large event, sometimes these other places like outlets are very helpful. Two that come to my mind are Jessica McClintock Outlets or Group USA. Now I'm not sure what you have in your area, but if you look into it, I'm sure there are many others by different names that can be helpful. I know Group USA, you can go there and you can not only get your wedding dress, but you can usually get just about any style of bridal dress that you want in just about every size that you want for your bridesmaids. You might also want to check for the bridesmaids' dresses, things like department stores or dress shops. Things like Windsor Fashion or Charlotte Russe. Lots of times they have a lot of pretty dresses that they might consider formal wear or prom night dresses. But lots of times they have them in many different styles. Now I chose to go with a T-length dress that I felt the girls could wear possibly after the wedding. I wanted to be practical and make this something that the girls didn't have to go into debt for, and I wanted it to be something that they could possibly use on another night. So you might want to consider going to a dress shop and just checking out something that is elegant and lovely, but very practical. Now, when we're talking about tuxedos or the guy's wear, if you're going with something that's not quite so formal, you might want to consider letting the guys just go down to your local department store and pick out a suit that they like. Or something like the Men's Warehouse lots of times they have a lot of the same style in stock, and that way they could have something that they could wear after the wedding. And on some occasions, it might prove to be cheaper to buy a suit than to go out and rent a tux, because tuxedos get very expensive. Now, while we're talking about tuxedos, most tuxedo places can get your tuxes for you within a minimal time, so that usually isn't a problem. But you also want to consider looking into tux shops that give discounts. In many of the tuxedo shops, if you rent the tuxedos there, then the groom's tuxedo is free. So you might want to look into that and check that out. Another thing to consider are flowers. You want to probably keep it simple if you're looking at a 3 to 4 week turnaround time. There are two different options you could go. You could go fresh and make sure that you're going with something that's seasonal so that it's easy and readily available and lots of times less expensive, and it's not something difficult that they have to pre-order for weeks ahead of time. Or you might want to consider silk, because if you choose to go with the silk line, then you and your mom or your wedding party can all get together and have a night where you put the flowers together yourself and have the bouquets done 2 weeks in advance, and then you don't have to worry about it. You just store it away and wait for your wedding. Also, when you're considering flowers, not only do you consider what's in season, but also take into account holidays. I know having our wedding on New Year's Eve, it was very difficult to find flowers that were in good shape. And that's because New Year's Eve, you're looking at New Year's Day, that's the Rose Parade. So every flower distributor was sending their flowers to somebody that was purchasing for the Rose Parade. So it was kind of difficult to find somebody who could handle our order. Last but not least, let's talk about the reception. If you're looking at something really short time span, you probably want to keep your reception very simple. Now, if it's an evening wedding, I would just go with cake and punch and forget all the fol-de-rol. Just enjoy the time. Just make it something lovely. And proper etiquette says if your wedding is after 5 o'clock that you don't need to feed the people anyway, so I wouldn't worry about it. Or you might want to consider the dessert bar as we discussed earlier. Now, these are just some short ideas that might give you a hint or a help to planning that wedding in a short amount of time. If you have any questions or you have anything that is really bothering you and you're considering planning your wedding real soon, then please give me a call, 206-339-9339, or email me at leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to try and help you answer those questions. And one last thing, don't forget to go over to the Splenda Flavor Blends for Coffee website, that's destinationflavor.com, and check out their deals that they have going there, and give me a call at 206-600-4554, and let me know what you think about the flavor blends, and we can maybe get you on our podcast. Now, until we speak again, may all days to come be blessed by God and His love.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.